She's seeking the death penalty in Texas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
These types of horrific crimes committed by illegal immigrants crossing our border have to stop.
In this case, it's the murder of a 12-year-old girl in June. Harris County Prosecutor Kim Ogg tells Fox the two migrants who came here illegally from Venezuela should be executed if convicted of kidnapping, sexually assaulting, and killing Jocelyn Nungery.
Investigators say she snuck out of her home. That is when they say she came across Johan Martinez Rangel and Franklin Pena Ramos. Surveillance footage shows them outside of a 7-Eleven before investigators say they lured her under a bridge for 2 hours. She was found tied up and partially undressed.
Fox's Brooke Taylor in Dallas. President-elect Trump has vowed mass deportations of illegal immigrants, first targeting those accused of violent crimes. And while many Democrats vow to resist, one will not.
Mayor Eric Adams says New York City won't be a safe haven for illegal migrants who commit repeated violent crimes. And he says incoming border czar Tom Homan is on the same page. So for more than an hour, the pair discussed immigration reform, border security, and deportations.
Fox's C.B. Cotton. All the drones flying over New Jersey remain a mystery. Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis just told Fox the federal government must
be honest with the people because this is giving them anxiety. They're getting stressed over it. They're concerned, and rightfully so.
Malliotakis is from New York, where there have also been sightings, and people have reported drones from California to Florida to Connecticut. The FBI says most of them are actually manned aircraft, and Biden administration officials say the drones are not a safety risk.
The government saying that there is no known threat doesn't mean that there is not a threat.
President Biden has a virtual call with other G7 world leaders this morning, with Ukraine a big topic after another Russian attack overnight. Hundreds of missiles and drones that Ukraine's president says terrorized millions of people, again hitting their already damaged energy infrastructure. America's listening to Fox News.
Life takes a toll on all of our bodies. It's inevitable and part of growing older. Whether it's sitting for hours at our computers or working a physical job, our bodies pay the price. It's hard to accept, but at some point, the pain gives us no choice. Now, we can't turn Father Time back, but there is an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, and that is Relief Factor. It was developed by doctors, and Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. And the difference, instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good, and it's 100% drug-free. If the pain that comes with living a full life is affecting you, do what I've done. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And when you feel good, it's amazing how much more you can get out of life. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Try it for $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain with Relief Factor.
Broadcasting Americanism from the York Heating and Air Conditioning and ACYuma.com studios. 560 KBLU.
Good morning and happy Friday from the News 11 Information Desk. I'm Scott Gross. Four teens are arrested in connection to a drive-by shooting in Somerton. Somerton police say multiple rounds hit a home. Three 17-year-olds and one 16-year-old were taken into custody. Somerton police are still investigating and are asking anyone with information to call the police or 78 Crime to remain anonymous. An 8-year-old boy from Yuma is being hailed a hero after saving an injured kitten. The boy named Zayn was at a park when he noticed a group of kids tormenting a kitten. Now, to get them to stop, Zayn offered his skateboard. When the kids left the cat, Zayn grabbed it and ran home. The cat was then taken to the Humane Society of Yuma, where it underwent surgery.
Mom and Dad have raised a good young man here.
Zayn was gifted a brand new skateboard from Zoomies and also got to keep the cat. Join us on the TV side for News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 for all of your local news, weather, and sports.
Looking at a great weekend weather forecast with 69 and sunny today, 47 overnight tonight. Saturday, 71 and sunny, 46 on Saturday night. A little bit breezy and sunny and 73 on Sunday, 46 on Sunday night.
Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma Investment Group's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis Sr. Wealth Advisor.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggerberg, branch manager of Mortgage One, here with Russ Clark in studio. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, sir.
You're looking more and more like Kris Kringle every day. Is this like
purposeful? I'm getting a haircut today.
Okay. You getting the rest of them cut?
Yeah. Both of them.
Okay. But
I'm getting the beard cut back because kids are asking me, giving me their list of things.
So I say, you know, that's what happens when you put on the Caballero red outfit. You kind of look like Kris Kringle, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I gotta whack this back a little bit.
So anyway, you asked me a couple of questions, both as we started and then off air, and we were talking about delinquencies.
Yeah.
And to get into that, I'm going to say, yes, that's the actual statistic, is the MSA, the Metropolitan Statistical Area for Yuma County. We are the number two worst in delinquencies in the nation. Now, tell me what delinquencies are, in your opinion. Is it a 30-day late? Is it a 60-day late?
Well, it starts, they listed the 30, then the 90.
Right. So there's people who are kind of in trouble, and then there's people who are really in trouble.
Yeah.
And we talked about this about 6 months ago, especially coming up on the Christmas season, the holiday season. And, you know, over the years, we've talked – so I've got three things on this. We've talked about gifting. And look, how many people just go spend every dollar they have on gifts? They have to buy these extraordinary, over-the-top
gifts. It's American
gifts.
Way, man.
And we should be focusing on best-in-class. It doesn't need to be – oh my gosh, I'm going to get you a Rolex.
Yeah, it's a thought that counts. Timex works.
If you're a watch guy, get a good-looking watch, but it doesn't have to be a $10,000 Rolex. Or maybe go get a leather belt. Get a nice, you know, if that person's fashionable related, maybe you don't need the big expensive watch, but you go get a nice leather belt. Something that means you thought of them in a way, but it wasn't over the top. Now, the reason I'm talking about the quality of the gifts, not necessarily the quantity or the size of them, Russ, you and I have talked about Afterpay and Klarna and all of these break your bill into four payment things before, right?
Right.
New record. Ran credit on a gentleman last week. How many? And okay, so you can have, let's say, three Klarnas. You can have three different payments because it's the bill at that time. So you don't necessarily have to have X number of companies. It's X number of things you're doing it on. How many different breakup payment plans do you think one person could have?
How many different ones?
Yeah.
What?
Because remember, as a lender, when I look at your bank statement,
you mean from multiple different vendors?
Could be different vendors, but it could be the same vendor, different bills.
Oh, really?
So, well, you could go to Walmart and you can put your groceries right on.
I would hope no more than a couple.
In excess of 30.
That's ridiculous. So they're just putting everything out?
Everything this person does, if he is offered to break it up into four, he takes it.
And that shows up?
Well, it's not on your credit report, but it's automatically deducted from your checking account. So when we as a lender have to look at your bank statement, now you go, hey, dude, what is this? Klarna, Afterpay. And he's like, oh, every time I go out to the store, when I go to Target, I do this. When I go get my car serviced, I do that. This gentleman, for the last 6 months, everything he does that he can is broken up into four pieces. Now,
does he do it for he's tight on money, or does he do it because he just wants to leave his money working for him?
So the answer is when he started, my guess is about 6 months ago, it felt good once or twice, and now he's tight on money, and he has so many of them, I don't know that you can stop that cycle.
He needs to put down the shovel, quit buying stuff.
But now it's groceries, it's anything you can think of. Do you know some of the utility bills will let you do that?
No.
Yep. Look it up. So you look.
So I could go to Fry's and get a I could pay for my steak in three payments.
Absolutely, can go to several of the grocery stores. One chain is actually developing their own app, and it's interesting how many companies are going to start developing their own, you know, split it up into four or six payment programs. But here's the thing: we're in the holiday season. You opened with, "Are we the second worst in delinquencies?"
Yeah,
we are. And delinquencies denote cash problems, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're delinquent on your mortgage, the likelihood is you don't have enough cash to pay the bills, But if you're doing all of these afterpays, maybe that was a sign that you didn't have the cash to pay the bills. You know, maybe you did it the right way. Maybe you wanted to break something up because you needed to put new tires on the car, or there was something major that came up.
I agree that that happens. I mean, that does happen. But
it's no different than a credit card. And people, the credit card balances are spiraling out of control because we need to learn that we can spend less and be more in relationship rather than, hey, Russ will like me more if I buy him something expensive.
Don't tell him I won't.
You
I will.
No, you won't.
No, okay. But I can see the trap, though, where you can't afford a $300 item, but you say, but I can afford an extra 10 bucks a week.
$75 a month is what it turns into. You know, you divide it by four. And so you buy it in November, and now you got a payment in December, January, February, March, and then it's paid off. But unfortunately, when February rolls around, then you still need more stuff. And this guy has snowballed.
He probably didn't keep track of it to know how much a month he's paying just in those recurring charges.
Well,
even
thank
though
you.
They're temporary.
Thank you for bringing that up. Why would you say he didn't account for it? And you're right.
He probably just thinks, well, it's only 75 a month. And then the first month, he forgets about it for the second month.
Yeah, because it just automatically comes out of your checking account.
Yeah.
It's not like they – and you have a account online. You can log right in, and we had to go in and validate each and every one of them, get the payment terms, how much is left, et cetera, et cetera. And all of these things, you say, geez, dude, you're kind of in trouble. You need to stop for a second because, again, you know I sit down with people and try to do a budget, right? Well, how can I accurately give you a budget – when for the next 4 months it's blown because you're not accounting for these 30-plus different things automatically being deducted out of your account.
Did he look at you confused, like he didn't know what you were talking about?
Yeah, almost like doing a budget. He couldn't grasp why he wasn't saving as much money because it's automatically coming out of your checking account. You've given somebody the keys to your own account because you shopped for things like groceries.
But most of it sounds like if he could just hold out for 4 months and pay it all off and not buy anything stupid, that he's going to be clear of the issue.
Well, you're 100,000,000% correct, but it's not the stupid thing. It's he's gotten himself into a position that he's putting his groceries on it. He's doing life on it, doing gifting.
Well, he's got to stop putting anything on it, and if he has to, go eat at the neighbor's house.
And so what I would certainly say is let's talk about your first open when we talk about delinquencies. People need to, or those that are in trouble, ask, call me. I'll certainly sit down and help anybody budgeting. But should you look at all of the spending? And it's interesting that some people that let the home payment miss one have expensive car payments, or you can see they still go out to the convenience store every morning on the way to work, or they stop at the coffee shop every morning on the way to work. And I don't care.
No.
I want you to be able to enjoy stopping and getting a banana.
But you point out that he's killing himself because he doesn't have the funds?
Well, let's take a different guy who was having some issues with saving his down payment. Would you think somebody who is making, let's call it 80 grand a year, could be able to save some money to buy a house if they are only renting?
Oh, what would
and the answer is maybe.
Yeah.
But when you look at the bank statements trying to put together a budget, and again, I'm not judgy. I just point out the obvious facts. Convenience store every morning, Monday through Friday. Coffee shop every day, Monday through Friday. Now, if you're trying to save up for a house, are things cheaper at the convenience store or more expensive at the convenience store, in your opinion, Russ? Typically slightly more expensive. That's why it's called a convenience store.
You're getting me in trouble.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not making any judges. I stop at the convenience store.
I'm reading a note from Edward. It's listening.
Okay.
And you said you kept telling him I don't need anything expensive. I said, yes, I do.
Yeah.
He said, no, I don't. He says, since you do not need anything expensive, I'll send back the Cybertruck. Now, see what you're doing for me here. You know, Edward had a Cybertruck with my name on it.
Yeah, but see, if you actually understood how to say that, that's not expensive. That's value-based, right?
That's what I meant to say. It's value-based.
Because it's going to save
you. See, Edward, it's value-based. No, he was pointing out to me there's an organization called Klarna.
Yeah, that's one we just mentioned. So Afterpay and Klarna are the two biggies.
Well, he sent me some of their information about, you know, their websites and what they do and the payments. He said they're making good money, though, on putting Americans deeper in debt. So you should congratulate them for being great entrepreneurs.
every one of them is. And it's a business model. So obviously there's a need. You know, what's the old saying? Find a need, fill a need type thing. There's people that it helps, and then there's people who don't have the discipline to use it as a financial tool.
Yeah.
I don't care if you use it. Get 100 credit cards for all I care, as long as you use it as a financial tool. And like with these, if this gets you through a budgeting concern, great. But maybe if you had the cash to do it, stress a little bit, put it on a credit card that you're going to get points or cash back or something for, and pay it off when it comes due at the end of the month. But this guy, if you added all of those up, the 30-plus accounts, what do you think the total owed was?
Per month? $2,000.
About $1,800.
That's close.
And you say... You realize you just gave yourself a car payment.
That's a house payment.
$1,800 a month. And if you get rid of this month and you add another one, you're not getting out of this debt, but $1,800 a month. But you're telling me Klarna is making money, and the average consumer feels like it's free, right? And that's how they market it. I don't know how that passes some of I don't even want to go down that road. I don't know how that passes some of the marketing requirements that financial institutions have. But they make it sound like it's free to the consumer. So, oh my gosh, it's a $300 bill.
Looks like it's free if you follow closely to the normal.
If you adhere
to
pay
it
off
exactly when you're supposed to. If not, there's probably going to be some arduous interest rates and stuff and late penalties.
Yeah, because anytime it sounds free, somebody's paying somewhere.
Well, yeah.
And if it's free to you, you know what you are? You're the product.
I think they're just good Samaritans doing it for that reason.
I don't think so.
Edward sent me 11 different organizations that do the same
thing.
11.
Now, and you can have more than one at each. So you could be, hey, I'm going to be this one company exclusive. And you could go Monday to the grocery store here. You can go Tuesday to the department store. You can go Wednesday to the get your car fixed. You can have 20 different bills from one company because it's when they're coming due based on when you bought them. And that's what this guy did. He only had about four organizations he used, but it was in excess of 30 different bills.
When you have to buy now, pay later, you're already in trouble. I mean, something's broke.
Maybe. Well,
I think so.
I agree. But see, are you using it tactically as a financial tool, or is it an emotional crutch? Like, when I put air conditioners on my house.
Okay, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And guess what I did? I did the 12 months, no interest. Cool.
Okay.
I'll break that up into 12 months and not pay any interest.
But I know you paid it off early.
I did.
I know.
But I also didn't pay any interest on it.
Right.
This, okay, if you adhere to those things, you can use it as a tool, as a crutch to get you through something. You know, my youngest kid, his car, he needed tires. He said, "Hey, Dad, I'm going to put new tires on it, but I'm a couple hundred dollars short of getting it. So, would you loan me the money?" I said, "Nope."
Oh, you sent him to one of these?
No, absolutely not. I said, "You have a credit card. I know you have a credit card because we've built your credit over time. So, you're going to get paid two more times in the next 30 days. You're going to go put it on your credit card, not mine. I know how much you have in the bank because you just told me. And at the end of 30 days, when the bill comes in, you're going to write a check and pay the whole thing off. You don't need a loan from me, right?"
Right.
Just no.
He's got himself turned. My fact checker also has asked me, "Would you be willing to sit down with his wife and do a budget?"
That sounds like a leading question that could me get in trouble. So, I always lean to, man, I want to say no because I think that's going to be
I will go with that.
You know, that sounds like I would be down a rabbit hole that he may not like me for.
But you may have found your match.
You know what?
Wonderful, wonderful lady. Highly talented.
Yeah.
So you don't stand a chance.
Oh, I'll give anybody a run for their money. But it sounds like if he's asking me that, it sounds like he's asking for a favor that I'm going to step in front of a bullet. And, you know, if Edward, if I need to step in front of that bullet for you, I'll do it because you're a friend of Russ's.
Uh-huh.
But if I don't come back, just say a few nice words.
Well, you deserve the bullet. You already cheated me out of a Cybertruck. You know, you need to.
No, that's you didn't turn it quick enough. That's a value-based asset that's going to save you. Look at how many oil changes you wouldn't have, Russ.
See, look at that.
See?
Yeah.
No oil changes.
I could just plug it in down at the city hall and get free electricity.
Sound
actually, you can do that.
You can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's legal.
It is.
I don't think anybody does it.
I've seen one or two.
Yeah.
Why are you itchy trigger finger on
Because it's time.
All right. Well, itchy trigger finger over there is going to tell me I got to take a break. So this is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. It is 8:22 on, it was a little brisk this morning, but a gorgeous Friday in December. We've got a couple of weeks left to Christmas. We're talking about
plenty of time to shop. Don't worry, no rush. It's only 12 days.
According to Russ Clark, just run those credit cards up to the max and go. And, you know, just understand, here's, we're not trying to be judgy, just trying to make sure we educate
people.
I just don't
want you to get yourself in trouble. That's all. You know, it's no fun to have those things hanging over you.
No. And most of them, when they get you into trouble, is when they make money. Let's be honest with you. So you just talked about those Klarna, Afterpay. Doesn't matter. I'm not, you know, no besmirching any of those companies. Mm-hmm. If you pay on time, you said you literally have no bill, you know, the extra bill other than what you paid. If you don't pay on time, that's when you have fees and penalties and things like that, which is where they make most of their revenue. Same thing with a credit card company. The people who pay every month on time, full balance, they don't incur any interest. They might have a very small annual fee unless you're good enough quality and you talk yourself out of that too. But so really the people who are using it as a tool pay nothing. The people who are not using it as a tool pay everything.
Right.
Now, you know, again, we were just talking about my son with his credit card. What's the interest rate on that young man's credit card? 29.99%. Cool.
At least it's not 30.
Buddy, you're not going to pay any interest if you pay it off in full at the end of the month. So even if you do choose to do any of these other things, as long as you pay it off with the cash you've earned at your part-time job while you're going to school, there's no problem. But it's the people who go, all right, I'll pay it off in 6 months, I hope I'll get my tax refund. I hope I'll get my bonus, whatever that is. The people who let it ride are the ones that are paying for all of these freebies that you and I get. Now, I know you have a credit card that gives you, is it points or cash back?
Cash back.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. So, but
I can apply it towards other accounts.
Where is that cash coming from?
The people that don't pay on time.
Oh, so what you're saying is it's not this altruistic company that just goes, Russ, I like your Kris Kringle beard. I'm just going to give you some extra cash.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, it is.
Like, okay.
I can't say Santa Claus because you're thinner than what a Santa Claus would represent, but most people think, you know what I mean? It's kind of like Clark Kent and Superman. There's the alter ego.
Yeah.
So we'll just call you Kris.
All right.
But when you think of the amount of interest that is paid on some of these credit cards nationwide, it would make sense that the credit card companies can entice you and I with 2% cash back, 1% cash back, 3% cash back. Here's your airline miles, whatever it is. And I do everything that way. We've talked about it, that my credit card is a financial vehicle that I don't pay for airline tickets. I just use the miles flying back and forth. How are we going to fly for Christmas? It's not on cash. It's on the miles.
Right.
But if you run everything you have, let's just pretend you're a household. You're not a business. Russ, what do you think the average household income is here in Yuma area?
$80,000.
Okay, so let's use $80,000. How much money do you think people really save annually?
-$1,000.
Okay, so we'll assume the whole $80,000 is spent somehow.
Gone.
So let's pretend 30% of that is the house, whether it's rent or house, because most of the time you don't get to pay those with a credit card. So you're saying $25,000 to $30,000 is gone. So there's $50,000 worth of other monies that's being spent annually by that household.
Mm-hmm.
If they just ran it through a credit card and paid it off at the end of the month, like they're paying it off of their checking account now, they'd have 50,000 points or 50,000 somethings for cash back like you're doing. Run everything you can through those.
I always do.
As long as it's tactical and it's purposeful. This gentleman that has 30 plus Klarna afterpays, and again,
he's paying interest, isn't he? He's gotten tripped up.
I didn't say it, but you did, because they're not all paid on time because he's got the issues. And so there's that same debt spiral that now, should those be, if they're not paid on time, should they be reported to the credit bureaus?
It's going to affect his credit score, of course.
No.
His credit score is going to be okay.
Those break him up into four payments are not reported
What if he's paying late? I guess late's okay because it's just like a credit card.
Reported to the credit agencies yet. That's a whole different realm.
All right.
So it's not affecting his credit, but it certainly is affecting his well-being based on the amount of monies that he's paying. And again, just go back to, if it's groceries and he has to do it, he's really in trouble. If he was going to go buy, which a couple of them were Christmas gifts, very expensive consumer electronic gifts, and the question is, would they notice if it was something lesser, but it was still a good gift?
Yes. I mean,
see,
look, I have friends that have a lot of money. I can't give them what they could give themselves, of course. There's no way. So I just give them nothing. No, I mean, if I do give, you know, it's a unique something if I do, you know, give something.
Purposeful.
Whatever, it's purposeful.
And that's when you go back to that best in class kind of a gift, is it doesn't have to be the most expensive thing, just so long as it was thoughtful and meant for that person. And look, it shows you, I was thinking of you, and, you know, could be a book. Do you read? Can you read?
I can.
Okay, you can. Do you read?
Of course.
Okay, so you know what?
I read 3 hours before I come on this show, man.
Okay, so that's news. What do you read for pleasure?
Not much.
Okay.
I mean, it's mostly news. I'm reading periodicals. I'm reading stuff.
Okay. So that's not going to be a good gift. What's a good gift?
For me?
Not a
Cybertruck.
Yeah. I knew where that was going. Man, I asked that question. Your eyes got big as silver dollars, for crying out loud.
Although I did find out on the Cybertruck, Edward sent me a note that you do have to change oil every 5,000 miles. 3,000 unless you go to like some synthetic stuff, that's fine. I didn't know they had to change oil in them, but you do.
Is that in the...
It's going to be in the motor, I'm sure, the electric.
And
normally we're used to like a starter motor or something, there's no oil.
Yeah.
This one has oil.
Interesting. And you still have to do tires. Sorry, you still have to put...
Tires are tires. No big deal.
Windshield washer fluid.
Yeah, you got to change
all those things. So
nothing's maintenance free.
All right. Well, then it wasn't a free truck. So now it is just a expensive. So yeah, take it back.
And I'm going to plug it in at the city.
Return it. Now, think of, here we come up on Christmas. What is most important to you Christmas morning? Or Christmas evening, depending on when you and your family celebrate.
Family is all, you know, and that's it. My wife, family, and friends, and that's it. You know, I'm not big on the presents. And I think my wife and I have this understanding that we're not really going to give each other anything because we give each other stuff all the time. You know, and there's a lot of pressure to get something, you know, different. But I'm not too worried about that. I'm worried about going over to the kids' house and stuff like that. I do the radio show on Christmas.
Hanging out with the kids and the family.
Yeah.
Now, I think when I look back, because I've done it too. This is, I mean, full disclosure, you and I have made literally all of these mistakes ourselves.
Sure.
Anyway, you know, I've overgifted and I've bought things that my kids didn't need. Mm-hmm. And you think, wait a minute, you know, a lot of this is making up for, we all seem to make up for the shortcomings we had as we grew up. You know, our parents made up for the shortcomings they had. Their parents made up for the shortcomings. And you think, wait a minute, maybe the one of the reasons we have this economic issue in this country that we all overbuy and we put so much on credit because it's easy to get stuff that we didn't have previously. You know, again, when you were growing up, you probably didn't even have a color TV. It was probably black and white for a while.
Neighbors had it. It was okay.
So, again, you know, would there be a big screen color TV in your house for your kids?
We probably always had color, of course.
But as
black and whites weren't available.
But I'm just saying, as the new ones came out that were bigger, you probably, we need that one. Oh, you know what? Oh, my gosh, they have a 75-inch. We've got to go get the 75.
We had better entertainment, yeah. It's amazing, just looking back 30 years, how much different it is now.
Oh, my heavens. Yeah. I just went to Sam's Club to pick up a couple of things for a Christmas party, and there's 75 and 85-inch TVs.
I know. I don't have a wall that
inexpensive.
Big.
I mean, I would call it inexpensive compared
1500
to...
1500 or so.
You know, you think of an 85-inch TV 10 years ago was
My first plasma TV, which was probably 25, 30 inches or something, was like $8,000.
And you think... There, you could get a TV, a whole surround sound. I mean, the whole nine yards for a quarter of that.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
But that's the hey. It's easier to access. It's less expensive. We can absolutely go get it. But that means most people are putting it on a credit card. They're not paying it off at the end of the month. They didn't save the cash, or they're going to do the Afterpay, Klarna type things. Just make sure it's a tactical decision using the money. Not an emotional, man, I got to go get it, and then I'll figure out how to pay it later.
The TV's cheaper, but not the grocery bill.
Grocery bill's way more. Kidding me? Which,
my goodness.
Why do you think the grocery stores, some of them allow you to do these pick-a-pay things? I mean, it is interesting that you can walk in and you can do some of these, break it up. And how interesting is it that, you know, you and I are used to now putting our credit card or debit card right in the slot at the grocery store. But you know they're linked, so you're going to put all these things in online and sign up right there on the kiosk. You don't even have to interact with a person to go get what you and I deem as credit, even though the credit bureaus don't see it as credit.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Now, go down the road. Do your kids want you in debt?
No.
So why do we as parents still overbuy on lots of things instead of a best-in-class gift? Your grandson loves that blow-up dragon.
Yeah.
How many years ago did you buy that?
Two.
Okay. Was that a good investment in a gift?
Yes, they're still doing it.
That wasn't the most expensive gift.
No. It was $180.
You sound bitter about that.
I like it, though. It wasn't at all. No, I liked it. And he loves it. Still, it's a little faded from being outside now, but it's still blowing up every day.
See?
Yeah. He's got, and now they have a Grinch up right now.
So when you look at some of these things, it's the ease of access that some people should absolutely take advantage of it. And some people should say, you know, let me tighten the belt just a little bit. Let me just pay for this right now, whether it's cash or write a check or use your debit card. Like the guy we talked to, the last four or five, he's now struggling. He is going to have to do these things for a lot of it. Until the first fall off next month.
But it's such a short-term thing. I mean, if he can get ahead of it, he can beat it and get it taken care of. Does he have the discipline to keep it that way? A lot of people get their credit clean. They get their things clean. They have great cash flow. And they says, well, I've got it figured out now. I can just do one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like quit smoking.
Like a drug. Yeah.
And then do one. You're just right on it.
Wasn't that the old Pringles commercial? Bet you can't eat just one.
It's all true.
So if you stop and ask that question, I don't know if he's going to have the discipline long term. Like you say, I think it's an emotional addiction that you need to keep that spending up. But at the same time, where was his mindset with his tax refund? Because what do most people think the tax refund is?
A gift from the government.
No, it's you overpaid in all year.
I know, but
you gave them an interest-free loan for the last 12 months, for crying out loud. And that floors me when I hear people go, oh my gosh,
I get this free money.
We're going to get this free money. We're going to get this big refund.
Yeah.
You realize that all came out of your paycheck the last 12 months. But his whole thing was for the last year or 2 years, he thinks he's going to save his tax refund to buy the house.
No.
Not anymore. Now you're going to take your tax refund and you're going to pay all these things off and reset because you can't buy a house and have this because you're not going to be able to have electricity or water, for crying out loud.
Yeah, well, he has no room to manage everything. And then you buy a house, you got to buy, you know, curtains, and you got to buy a bunch of other little things and knickknacks. It just shocks people how much.
I just put that right on one of those pick and pays too.
Exactly.
However, let's talk about one thing that when you get into the very first thing you asked about, what was the thing you asked me last show?
I don't remember.
Is Yuma the number two?
Oh, you mean delinquents, yeah.
Okay, so when you say is Yuma the number two in delinquencies, and these things don't show up on your credit report, so there's really not any good statistical data out there that is measurable, it's a self-reporting thing. Now you think, how many people are super in trouble because they might have missed a house payment and they have all these other things lingering, like this gentleman that doesn't show up anywhere unless you look at somebody's bank statement, because the credit bureaus clearly are not looking at your bank statement. That's personal and private data, right?
All right.
When you say, wait a minute, I have these things going and I have a car payment and I have a house payment, which would you let go first, the house or the car?
For me, I need a place to live. I'll use my bike.
Which do most people that are in trouble let lapse first?
Their house? Are you serious?
Yep. Why?
Because they'll come get your car.
Well, emotionally, the house is the bigger payment.
Yeah.
Emotionally, you feel like you have security in there so you can let it go a little bit longer. Right. So when you start saying, okay, housing may be having an issue, do you believe home prices are going up or down?
Up.
Cool. So house prices are going up. Do you believe interest rates are going up or down?
Up.
Cool. Why? Stock market's doing well. New administration.
Yeah, and there's going to be some inflation going on, but it looks like the feds may reduce the rate here.
Well,
that's okay. Not going to necessarily hit your credit card.
But if they reduce the rate, does that drop credit cards? No. Does it drop mortgage rates? No.
No, so it's fixed.
All of a sudden, all of those things that you're talking about aren't going to help the person who's behind, other than they might be able to sell the home for more. But then they have to go rent someplace for more, buy someplace else for
more. More trouble.
So it's tightening the purse strings a little bit and say, okay, let's get out of these afterpays. Let's spend less on the emotionally satisfying things. And again, I love Christmas. Favorite time of year. Put the lights up. Let's decorate. Let's share with friends.
So you're saying
family.
Put a bunch of packages under there, but don't put anything in them?
No, I'm saying don't go buy the most expensive thing you can. Don't go, you know what? I've got $1,000 budgeted. Let me go spend $1,500.
Yeah,
no.
Just do your budget.
How about get something purposeful for the kids, something meaningful, get something for friends and family. Ask, listen, those kinds of things where, you know, we in the office, hey, what do you guys think are good gifts? And we kind of had a talk yesterday and everybody said something. It's like, look, guys, you guys are all different. And what you said is not what you wanted. And what you said is not what this other person wanted. But they're all inexpensive, simple gifts. It's not, oh, my gosh, it needs to be this really crazy expensive gift.
I'm kind of past that where I'm looking for the new Nintendo or, you know, those kind of things.
Do you know how to use the Nintendo?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You can do those multiple buttons.
Yeah, I can.
I figured you were the Atari joystick, the one joystick with the one red button in the top corner.
Oh, man. My son loved that. So, yeah, I would play. I'm not as good as him anymore. But, but yeah.
That's
I still have a Nintendo Switch that I have.
And you play it daily?
Haven't played it in 2 years, but I still have it.
You can't say you love it. Okay. Now, what was that when it was brand new?
It was $200, yeah.
Okay. $200.
Yeah.
It's not a big screen TV for each kid
in
the bedroom.
No.
It's not a, hey, let's go buy a gaming computer at $3,000 a pop.
No.
And I do know somebody who said, oh, this is going to be the Christmas. Wait, when you start out with the words, this is going to be the Christmas, I already knew it was going to be expensive. This person has four kids. And he is buying four gaming computers for his kids.
They each have their own?
And this person really kind of likes networking and computers and stuff, which I do too. I like that stuff. But he's going to have four computers in the home networked so the four kids can play games against each other and the whole nine yards. Dude, that's like $12,000. You're going to spend $3,000.
Are you serious?
I'm 1,000,000% serious. Go online and look at high-end gaming computers. I mean, you know, the very expensive, amazing graphics. And we're talking, these are not laptops. These are the desktops.
Yeah.
Because he's going to put up the 3- and 4-screen
big
monitors.
Big speed and all that stuff.
Where, you know, it looks like you're in the VR headset, but you're actually just in the screens here.
Can I run a drone from New Jersey on it?
Oh, you can do that on your okay. Apple Watch, I'm sure.
Don't do that.
I mean, that's easy stuff. But you think, wait a minute, did you need to spend that? I know your finances. You're putting this all on credit, and it's not going to be paid off in the next.
And they want to buy a house.
No.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Okay.
No, they're in a home. I mean, they've done decent. But you think, you're really going to spend $12,000 to $15,000 on this? Because you and I know it's not just the computer. It's the computer, it's the monitors, it's the other networking equipment. And then nobody's ever happy with everything. Then you're going to upgrade the keyboards, you're going to upgrade the mouses, the whole nine yards. Oh, then you're going to have to go get a gaming chair because obviously the kids can't sit in an old cruddy office chair like you make me sit in here at the radio station that
correct.
The arm's ripped. And right. I think there's a pin.
Tell them I'll loan these to his kids.
Yeah, but you know there's going to be those extra things. And you think you might, I'm guessing this guy could be $20,000 in on this stuff. And my guess is at 20% interest over 4, 5, 6 years to pay it off, it's probably going to be $30,000 out of his pocket to do this Christmas. Now, if it was somebody who could make $1 million a year, get it, it's fine, it's 3% of your income, who cares? But when you're struggling to get out of it, and I know what they have for car payments, you have two hefty car payments, which means you're not paying things ahead.
What's a hefty car payment now? $1,000?
$1,000.
Really? Well, that seems to be a lot.
I told you. I had a customer. I said, you do not get to buy a house unless you get rid of that car. His car payment started with a 2, and there was a comma in there. So just...
A two, nice car, I bet.
That was a really nice car.
Yeah.
I mean, really nice
probably
car.
Probably not a Cybertruck. But...
Nope. No, I don't think the Cybertruck would be. I mean, I guess it could be.
$120,000.
Oh, he was going to get you the.
There's only one available, to my knowledge.
Oh.
No, Edwards just put that out there to tell me what I'm not going to get.
You were going to get the Founders Edition? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So yeah, you were going to get the 3-motor.
I hold you accountable.
0 to 60 in 2.99 seconds.
I'd have been arrested in 6.9 seconds.
Yeah, just. You would have blamed it on some computer glitch, right?
No, I'd have blamed it on you.
Have you driven one? Have you ridden in one?
No, not the truck, but I have driven a Model 3, and they're just hilariously fun.
Yeah, no, I want to know, have you been in one of the trucks?
No, there's a few in town.
I've seen a couple.
It's funny to see people's expression. They love it or just look like they're going to get ill.
You know, now, you're in the automotive industry.
Yeah.
Tell me your take on... gas versus diesel versus electric.
Diesel's wonderful if you need it. I mean, if you need diesel because you're pulling a fifth wheel that weighs 20,000 pounds, there's no better way to go. It's efficient. It'll get you 500,000 miles without too much maintenance and go there. But if you don't need a diesel because you're not hauling horses, why would you want that? I mean, that's just a lot of extra expense. I mean, they're a little bit more to operate. Because the maintenance on it's high, and if injectors go, you know, you're talking thousands of dollars to replace injectors and stuff. But it's wonderful. Gas, so many efficient gas cars out there to get 40, 50 miles a gallon. That, I mean, you can go buy a new Hyundai right now, Elantra, somewhere around 21, 22,000. That's got to get 40-plus miles a gallon. Lots of technology, comfortable and all that stuff. But if you go to electric, because you don't want to pay for the gas, you know, you might save a couple $100 a year in gas money and pay twice as much in your car payment.
Sounds like a great savings.
No,
to me.
It doesn't. If you're looking just to save money, electric's not.
Well,
not there. But electric, you're going to spend a lot less money on gas. There's no question.
On gas.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen, is there an insurance issue?
Apparently not. And I've heard there was at first, and I've heard that it's balanced out. And now... That insurance should not be an issue.
Okay. But, I've not actually heard. I heard that there was a couple of companies that their underwriting pulled it back and they weren't going to do it.
Early on, there was a lot of confusion, and insurance on Teslas were two or three times as much as a regular car one time because there were some insecurities about who fixes them and repairs. And I know Musk looked in. Musk has his own insurance company, but I don't think he ever expanded it nationwide on those kind of things. Maintenance is a lot less on the electric cars. There's just less maintenance. A motor has a lot of things going on. Transmissions have a lot of things going on. Rear ends and all that stuff have a lot of things going on. The Tesla just has less moving parts, less things to break.
So when you're talking about that, you just identified all the tactical things.
Yeah.
You didn't go, oh, emotionally, it's this. It's, you know.
No.
I love this one. I hate it. It's just a tactical decision, which really going back to if Yuma's number two in delinquency rates in MSAs nationwide. Okay. Is it tactically there's a economic issue or is it emotionally people got in trouble? And most of the time, it's a combination of that or a life event or, you know, there's a change in income, whether it's family by family or as a economic driver. Are there companies coming into town?
Yes.
Yeah. Are there companies leaving town?
I don't know how many, but I mean, there's always somebody, you know, but I would say we're a net incoming business than an outgoing business.
Now, if you also look at number of homes for sale, that's an interesting thing that we were talking about yesterday. So if you looked at the MSA of, say, Yuma, which is Yuma and San Luis and Somerton, there were about 1,000 homes listed for sale. Go look in Phoenix. The data that I was finding yesterday was about 6,000 homes for sale in the Phoenix area.
In all of Phoenix?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if there was a glitch in the data or not, but you think, wow, that's
I mean, you're talking the whole way, or just Phoenix.
The MSA, so okay. That whole area. So you think
Scottsdale and Mesa and all that together, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculously low. So either there was a data point issue with the stuff that was out there, or, wow, there's not much for sale up in the Phoenix area, but there were quite a few here. Now, when you see listings jump, what does that tell you in, say, Yuma? People are
leaving or there's something going on.
They're comfortable enough to move and they think now's the right time to move up, or we got to get out of this. We're in trouble and we just need to sell and start over, or we're moving out of town.
When Trump starts deporting illegals, are there going to be more homes available? They're living somewhere.
They're living somewhere, but based on the amount of planes flying out of Yuma and buses leaving Yuma, I would assume there's not as many housed here in Yuma as we would think, but I can't validate that.
Yeah, I don't have any idea how that's going to work out.
I mean, they sure did build that very nice portico down there at the Border Patrol station and having, what, 5-8 buses a day leave?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're spending, I forget how many billions of dollars a year on the immigration issue, you know, which includes all that stuff, the busing and all the... the transportation. It's just outrageously ridiculous. Enough to buy an aircraft carrier every month.
Nice.
Yeah, we should buy the aircraft carrier every month instead.
Is that new or used?
Brand new. The brand new Gerald L. Ford, like, was that $12 billion aircraft carrier. Amazing machine, but we don't need another one, I don't think.
Well, the way they're doing this whole drone thing, you know.
Yeah,
there's a lot of other issues going on. So let's go back to Christmas. Amazing season. Let's enjoy the time with friends and family. There's holiday parties coming up, Christmas parties coming up, the time to get together. And Russ, if you and I got together, do we need to exchange expensive gifts or is it pleasantries and just time?
Just time. No pleasantries.
Forget those pleasantries. You're never pleasant anyway. Come on.
We'll go with just time, man. We'll talk about it. But
so... If you think of, you know, remember the old food nutritional pyramid that still isn't quite right? Yeah. Or the, you know, the hierarchy of human needs, that pyramid. So let's think about where you might plot buying gifts. You know, sometimes buying gifts is, hey, I've met my food and shelter needs. You know, I know my kids are fed. Now I'm going to buy them things. But is that really what you strive to? No. Above that somewhere is that emotional connection and just knowing that people are happy and healthy and you're connected with a real relationship. And I don't have to give you, I couldn't give you, but I don't have to give you a Cybertruck. I wouldn't anyway, because I think you'd probably wreck it. but
you're killing me.
I know. I know. Hey, I'm just looking out for Edward on this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you and I have the best time just shooting the breeze when we're doing novelties and other things, whether it's here on the radio or out at midnight at the Oasis or just getting together. You coming to the Christmas party?
No, I've got whatever. Other obligations.
You have no obligations.
That's this weekend, right?
Yeah. You have no obligations.
Helen's in the bell choir Saturday night and Sunday night.
Cool. What time's the bell choir over on Saturday?
4:00. No, it's not over. It starts. It's on me, right? Starts at 4:00.
Okay. And what time is it over?
I have no idea.
Probably 7:00.
Maybe.
Dinner's at 7:00. We'll see you at 7:30.
If I haven't RSVP'd or anything.
That's fine. I've got same as I always do. I overorder because I want to take care of friends and family.
I'll talk to Helen.
You and Helen will be there.
We can crash it.
If not, I would ask for Edward's help to just kind of
please don't do that.
But again, it's that I think where we all strive to get to is that social relationships that matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't want anything from you other than friendship to be there. And that's where you go back to this guy who is buying all of these computers. Look, if this is truly what you can do and you think that's the right thing, but are you doing it to make up for something?
It's because he defines himself with the assets instead of who he is as a person. And and I really, you know, and I used to live in a big house. I gave all that up, and I just wanted to be just who I am rather than having people look at me as like, defining me as my asset.
You're rich.
I just wanted to show that I could give it all away, get rid of it all, and still be who I am, living in a bus in a dirt lot. And I can.
And sounds like a country song.
I did. And I didn't write one.
You should write
that. No.
ChatGPT that up right now.
But it ended up working for me. And a lot of it was overkill. And maybe I went too far with it. But we need to be who we are and value our you know, the people around us, not what they can give us or what they can have. Edward is a good friend of mine, and I talk to him literally every day. And he's wealthy enough to buy me a Cybertruck. But I value his friendship. I value who he is and his expertise, his outrageous lifestyle. And the things he does is just fascinating to me and helps me understand the viewpoint of things in life that I wouldn't understand otherwise. And then the countries he's visited, the countries he's done. And I live vicariously like that and understand more because he sends me information, articles, prep work. And like the interview I did with this screenwriter and this writer that came from Edward that saw him at the movie festival. And he wanted to have him interviewed, and he's taken that interview and sending it out to other people to promote the guy and talk about him and stuff. And if I can help him with that and that contribution, it thrills me that I could do that for him.
Think of what you just alluded to.
Yeah.
It's the gift that you guys are giving each other is the meaningful gift that you both appreciate.
Sure.
It's not exchanging something that, again, a lot of times the person who's giving the outrageous gift, that's because if you go, you know, back to the old five love languages, you know, the words of affirmation, the touch, the gift, the time, whatever, that typically the person who's giving the outrageous gifts, like my friend who's buying those four computers, he's a gifting person. If he got a gift, he's over the moon. So he's gifting in his love language, if you will.
Right.
Maybe three of his four kids aren't that.
But if you got to tie a pork chop around your neck to make the dog love you or buy a $20,000 computer to get the kids to love you, then something's going wrong.
Well, then why do you have the pork chop around your neck for your dog?
So that she is attracted to me.
you're not wrong. And that's where if you put everything on that pyramid, it's interesting that a lot of times what I see from my little seat on the bus, that I'm not being judgmental, the people that get into debt, some of them got into debt because they're buying too much stuff that
they're elevating their position, elevating themselves or their friends or whatever, and worried about what the car looks like in the parking lot versus transportation to work.
And it truly doesn't matter. And I drive nice cars, but that's not who I am.
But it never was who you are. Nope. You've enjoyed the fruits of your labors, not trying to put on an image that doesn't exist. And I drive a 97 Suzuki.
When it runs.
And I don't care.
Right. But again, you do care because you care that represents who you are at this moment, not that brand new Maserati or that brand new Ferrari.
No.
Again,
or brand new Cybertruck, which I'd love, by the way, that you killed that opportunity. But that's actually okay.
You know what? If it would make you feel better, I will agree to budget with the wife if that would help you get the Cybertruck. But I really think you'd be unhappy with it.
Oh, no.
No?
Why?
Because you pride yourself on driving reasonably priced transportation and those kind of things.
But you see, when somebody gives it to you, it's reasonably priced.
That is true. That is true. All right. So we've got a couple minutes left. And again, you know, one of the things that I'm blessed to do at our customer appreciation party is give a little speech and the same kind of thing here. You know, I couldn't do the customer appreciation party without being in this country, which I still think this is the greatest country on earth at the greatest time in history, that there's men and women who have died for us to live here. There's men and women who are not going to be home with their family and friends overseas or even in the States away from their friends and family. So we can have the time to talk on the radio. We can have the time to go spend time with friends and family. Why are you getting sappy and emotional over there? I can see your face. You're reading something.
Edward's making arrangements with Carrie to make sure I make your party.
Okay. See, I knew if I said that on air, but here's the point though.
I'm afraid of her. You don't understand.
The point with that is, you know what, while we're all doing all of these Christmas gifts and things, just remember, even if it's just a kind open the door, let somebody go first, buy a cup of coffee. You know, these young men and women, and when I say young, there's people who are 18, 19, 20 going into the military, making less than 30 grand a year. They're really signing a contract saying they're willing to take a bullet for us.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter who's in Congress. One stroke of a pen, one problem overseas, and these young men and women are willing to fight for us. And so when we come up to the Christmas time, having a cup of hot chocolate, having, you know, time with friends and family and listening to all the old Christmas carols, just remember that we all get to live in this country and we need to do more to support those men and women and this institution we call these United States of America.
Right.
So, you know, from all of us at Mortgage One, from everybody here at KBLU Yuma, have a very safe and merry Christmas and happy holidays. I don't know how much time we have because
you should say goodbye.
Okay. Well, merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible.
The opinions voiced in Money Talk with Tom Rush and George Davis Wealth are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Talk are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC registered investment advisor.
Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash. New car,
this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.